everybody. Welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Chris Reisner. Today I'm joined by Hashi Bai.
Hello.
Hello, Hashi. And today our special guest is somebody that's been here before, Brady Gaster.
How's it going?
Great. Brady, would you like to tell the people that haven't seen you before, those few precious few, who you are and kind of what you do?
Chris's mood today is really cracking me up. Apparently he ran through a briar bush last night. He did that willfully, but now he's complaining about how bad he feels. So, yeah.
Nobody feels bad for me. It's okay.
I feel bad for you.
Oh,
but not for that. So, I am. I used to be on you guys' team.
Yes, you did.
In the DPE group. I used to do a lot of evangelism. Actually still do some evangelism. But I'm actually a PM now, and I work over in two different teams. I work in the Azure SDK team, building out SDKs and client lives, and also work in the Visual Studio Web Tools team.
Great.
So I'm kind of scattered.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of different things going on.
So what are you going to talk to us about today?
Something I have never, ever spoken in public about.
Actually,
one other time in Australia, I did a very quick demo. I am going to be doing something very brave today. I'm going to be doing Java.
Oh, wow.
And I am not even close to being a Java programmer. But one of the things that my team does is we have a series of client libraries that we put out, and we put them out for basically hitting the Azure management APIs.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do things like create websites, look at your certificates, create cloud services, storage accounts, basically everything you can do in the portal.
So it's sort of the same as if you might do from the CLI, but mm-hmm. here we can do it programmatically.
Exactly.
Great.
And it's funny that you mentioned CLI, because that's one of the other things that my team puts out. And what we do is we put out the client libraries. So we have the .NET client libraries, and we call them MAML. We call it that because it's not a fish. Thank you. And then we actually take those MAML components, and we have dependencies on those in the PowerShell commandlets.
Okay.
So the PowerShell commandlet sits on top of the MAMLs. And the XSplat CLI tools, the Node CLI, that actually sits on top of the Node.js SDK.
Oh, okay.
The third SDK that we put out is the Java SDK.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually put out Java client libraries. We don't have a Java CLI. If we did, it would probably be the Node CLI. We'd probably just put Java commands into the Node CLI.
Sure.
Or the XSplat CLI, as my buddy Guang likes me to call it. I always call it the Node CLI because of my shows here with Corey. That's what we called it back then.
Okay.
But that's the deal.
And now, our feature presentation.
So what I'm going to show you today is, I'm going to go ahead and pull up this blog post real quick. I did not do this image, so that's not me. But out on the Azure blog in the developer section, there is a post called Getting Started with the Azure Management Libraries for Java. Now, there's a lot of different SDKs for Azure. The storage team has their SDK. We work very closely with storage. We have our SDK. The majority of the SDK that we put out is for things like provisioning. So
okay.
you can actually manage your assets up in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
You would use our stuff to create a storage account
mm-hmm.
and to get the keys. And then you would use the storage team's SDK
to
actually party on the storage account. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you can put those two together, and they're all up in Maven. So you can actually go out to Maven and download them. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be using Eclipse with a couple of Maven packages. And we're going to write up some code. And we're going to actually reach out, hit the Azure API. We're not going to do anything really, really special today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be basically getting back a list of regions. So all okay. the different regions that you can deploy to in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much to it. I'm going to be using the management core package. But if you wanted to use the management websites package, you could actually create websites, administer your websites, and that kind of stuff. And since we actually have Java on websites now, you can imagine using this to create your websites.
Absolutely.
And then using something like FTP to deploy your code up
Great.
To it. So you could do all this.
And we'll make sure we include a link to this blog post down
cool.
at the beginning, anything
awesome.
Else we show off today.
So, the primary use cases of this Java SDK is to write some management software using Java?
Correct. We had a customer. Actually, an internal customer, they actually contributed some code to the SDK to do some of the auth stuff. Let's leave it at that. This internal customer had a Java environment where they're actually fanning out and creating compute instances, creating virtual machines,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. They told us after they used our SDK, and I'm going to go ahead and open up Maven down here at the bottom. or excuse me, Eclipse, pardon me. I'll do that quite a few times today. They actually used our stuff to fan out their deployment. And they said that before they were using our stuff, it would take them about 72 hours to do an entire deployment. They got the whole thing done in under 8.
Fantastic.
Using our stuff because they just automated the whole thing. So what I'm going to show you today is kind of the beginnings of how you would get started using our Maven packages.
Okay.
And some really basic code that you'll laugh at because you're good at Java and I'm not. I'm sure you are as well and I'm not.
No one would say they're really good at Java. Some people are just better than others.
I'm not good at it. So I'm going to call my folder where I put this Chris demo. I'll just call it Cloud Cover Demo and stop picking on my good buddy Chris here.
It's more appropriate. This is bigger than just me, right?
It's bigger than you. So Cloud Cover, blah, we'll leave it at that. So I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Now what I'm doing here is I'm setting up my Eclipse workspace. Can you tell me what an Eclipse workspace is?
Yeah, so it's similar to, it's interesting because if you're familiar with Visual Studio, you think you open up a solution where it has maybe different projects in it.
Yep.
A workspace is kind of like that, but one level up. So you can have a lot of different projects inside your Eclipse workspace, and you know you may have dependencies between those, stuff like that. It's sort of similar to a solution.
Like a solution? Okay.
Sort of, but you could use a workspace for every project you have, as opposed to just you know the related.
So I just have like Brady's massive workspace and all my projects.
Yeah, you may or may not have seen my computer with about 100 different Eclipse projects in there. You know, something terrible like that. But it happens.
That will never be my computer.
Right.
Nothing against Eclipse, it's a great tool. I'm just not a Java guy. I'm a .NET guy. I do like Java. I have fun with it, but I'm a complete hack at it, as you'll probably see today. So here I have Eclipse totally empty, no project. I'm ready to go. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to click this guy, and I'm going to say I want a new Maven project, and this thing is going to pop up.
And what is, really quick, can you just give us a good sentence, like what is Maven?
Sure. Maven is like NuGet is like NPM.
Okay.
It's just the package management thing for Java guys.
Okay. So you could...
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you're building a Java application and there's some open source package that you want to pull in, Maven's a way of doing that without having to like go pull all the source code, compile it, and drop it into your project.
Exactly. And our Mavens, we actually use other Mavens. We use a couple of the different Mavens that we get from the Apache Foundation. I think we use Jersey.
So you've got Mavens using Mavens?
Yes.
It's like a little
it's very meta,
right?
Yeah. So I'm going to check this box here, create a simple project, because I don't know what an archetype is, and I'm not that good at this kind of stuff. So I'm just going to say com.microsoft, and then I'll call this artifact cloud cover. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm doing here is the idea behind this is I'm creating a jar that I might want to distribute as a Maven.
Okay.
So this just gets me started. But what it also does is it puts a POM in my project. So I can double-click the POM, and I can set up dependencies, which is what I'm going to want to do. So I'll click finish right here, and that's going to actually create my project, and I should be ready to go.
Great.
Now, when I did this before, I know what a POM is because I've had to build them for our SDK, but I get a POM file down in here. And when I open this up, it's really just an XML file, but Eclipse has this fantastic GUI on top of it that'll show me all the different POM packages that I've got, and I can add other dependencies if I want to. Mm-hmm. So what I would do to do that is I would go over here to dependencies, and I would click this add button, and I don't know what the I don't know what the package is called. Like I can't ever remember what it's called. So I'll go up here and I would type Azure. Actually, not there. See, I'm such an amateur at this. I would type Azure, and what it's going to do is it's actually going to go out and it's going to search Maven, and it's going to pull back any package that has the word Azure in it.
Okay.
You can see that it didn't find any.
Okay? It didn't.
It did not find any, and I can tell you why. Because I have not rebuilt my Maven index. So what I need to do now is go over here to Show View, and I want to click Other, and then I'm going to scroll down here to Maven. You'll see this Maven repositories guy pop up, and that's basically just another window that I want to pop up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to open this guy up, and then you'll see that I've got this global repositories, and that's the central repo where all the Mavens live. I'm going to right-click this guy, and I'm going to say Rebuild Index. Now what's going to happen is it's going to go out to that Maven repo, and I'll go ahead and do this because it'll take a second. Yes, I want to rebuild. That's going to go out and it's going to start. You see that it's at 0%?
Yep.
So what that's doing is it's actually going out, pulling down all the packages, and rebuilding my local Maven index for all the packages that I have out there in Maven. It's sort of like if you do a NuGet search.
Okay? Except NuGet can actually do a search against the servers.
Right. But we're not going to beleaguer the NuGet versus NPM versus Maven.
That's fair.
But this is going to take a second, and I'm already getting hot. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to have a little commercial break. Now, one of the things that I've talked about is that one of my lines is I work on the SDK team. Another one that I do is I work in the Visual Studio Tools team. So you've probably heard about this cool thing called web jobs. And we have a new update coming out for Visual Studio that includes more awesomeness for web jobs.
Fantastic.
And what I want to show you is one of those cool features. We're lighting up things like attaching the debugger to a web job from within the Server Explorer. So I'm just going to run this video. I'm not going to do the demo for you today. This little video is going to pop up, and you'll see here's the Server Explorer. You'll see over there I have a new node called Web Jobs, and that node is underneath every single website node that I've got. I've also got continuous and on-demand nodes under there. So here's my solution structure. It's basically a couple of little projects, and I've got a breakpoint set on one of those projects. So I'm going to right-click my continuous job here and say Attach Debugger, and that's actually going to go out to Azure, and it's going to attach to the debugger running live out in the Azure Fabric. And it's going to attach to the web job process. It's just an executable. God knows it's not. It's going to attach to the web job process and start debugging my executable right here in my thing. Now I'm going to go ahead and open up my queue here, and I'm going to send a test message into the queue that my web job is watching. And I'm going to flip back over to my code, and you'll see right there, it's actually picked up that queue message using that queue trigger attribute. There's my message. This is a test. And I'm just going to go ahead and process that. Now I'm going to go back over to my queue guy, and I'm going to hit refresh, and you'll see that I don't have any messages in the queue. So that's our quick little demo of how the web job stuff is going to come out in a future update. And by future, I mean right around the corner. So we're getting there, and it's going to be out in your hands relatively quickly. So now I've got my entire Maven index rebuilt. So I'm going to go up here, and I'm going to click add one more time. And this time it should search just fine. So I'll do a search, and you'll see now that I'm going to pull back all my Maven packages up in Maven. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down here and I'm going to select the Azure management guy right here.
And this is where you mentioned before we're going to use the core, but there's also like one for websites and one for other stuff as well.
So you'll see that I've got management, that's kind of your core. This will get pulled down. This is sort of the guts. Compute would be where you want to manage like all your IaaS, VMs, and your cloud services and all that goodness. If you wanted to manage your media services, you would grab this one. If you want to create a Java website on a website, you'd pull this guy in. But like I said, we're just going to use management, so I'm just going to grab this one.
Okay.
You'll see that it's in the 0.6.0 version. I'll just click OK. You'll see that it'll add it right there, so we're all good to go. So that means I've actually pulled that Maven package into my project as a dependency, and I'm ready to party.
So now you can start coding against that SDK.
Yes, now I can start coding. Now, there's one additional step that you need to do. And I document all this in the blog post. I'm just going to scroll down and show you kind of where we get to here. This is where we are right now, pretty much. Now, what I'm going to need to do is to use a management certificate to basically, I'll put my management cert up into Azure, and then I'll have like a, what is it, the local, the PKS or whatever it's called. Let me see here, my PFX. So I have my PFX locally. Mm-hmm. Java can't open PFX. It has to open something else called a JKS. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you want to create your cert, and then you want to upload your cert to the portal, which I'll do right here. So you see that I don't have any in my account. I'm going to select one. Should go to the last directory that I was in or not. So here's C. Here's my certificates guy. I want to upload this cert. I'll click OK. So that's my, I always get it confused, if my SIR is my public key and my private key, but one's a public key, one's a private key, you've got one on the service, you've got one locally on your computer. Leave it at that. So I've got that, and I've got this PFX right here that I created from that CER file. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got this script right here that I'll open up in Sublime real quick, and this is just a quick little command. If I do a view word wrap, you'll see that there's just a little executable called keytool, and it, I guess it's in the JDK.
Yep.
Okay. So you just run keytool, you point it at a PFX file, and it will generate a JKS file for you.
Okay.
And then you will actually, in your Java code, you would point to the JKS file on disk, and that would actually represent your certificate up in the cloud.
Okay.
So now my client can authenticate up to the cloud, and they can party together.
Great.
So that's that. So what I'll do here is I'll just real quickly I'll do this from a command prompt. I'll be gentle. So CDC certificates, and what did I call it? Create jks.bat. That'll run. I have to give it a password. And I actually have to use this password in my code as well. So there, it's gone ahead and created my JKS. There's my JKS file right there. All right, so since I'm kind of lazy and we've already acknowledged not very good at the Java programming language, I'm going to cheat. So what I'm going to do is in my Maven guy, I'm going to go right here, go in source main Java, and I'm going to right-click this guy, and I'm going to say new class, and I'm just going to back off to my C-sharp behavior and call it program. And then I want to have a static void main basically to just be my entry point for the executable. Mm-hmm. I'll click finish there. And then I'm going to go up and just drop in my namespaces that I've got here. And I'm going to cheat again. And I'm going to copy out all this code and drop it in here. And then we'll walk through exactly what it is. And I do a pretty good job of going through all that in my blog post. But I'll show you how it all works here. So what you'll see here is I've got a couple of variables. The first variable is the URL of the management API endpoint. So mm-hmm. that's that. This is my subscription ID. Mm-hmm. Here is my JKS file. So this is where I actually like farty on my JKS file. And now I've got a super complicated password.
Now we all know your password for everything,
exactly.
Brady.
Yeah, hack my Azure account. So in this guy, you're actually going to configure the management configuration. And this is just where we pass in the subscription ID. Where the key store is, mm-hmm. what type of key it is. We're gonna be using JKS, which you'll see right here. Mm-hmm. This is where I actually knew up an instance of the management client, and this is the thing that will reach out and call the API. And this will call the API and bring all this stuff back. So I'm gonna be calling the get locations operations method. This is the method that will hand you back an instance of a location operations class. Mm-hmm. And what we do in our SDK, you've probably seen this in the .NET version, is we have an object to represent every type of set of operations. So we have a website operations or a cloud service operations, and those guys have methods that hang off of them, like list, create, get, et cetera, et cetera.
Great.
So in this case, I'm just gonna be getting a list, and what I wanna do is get the locations from that list once it runs, and once I get them back, I'm just gonna write them to the screen. So it's kinda simple. What I'm doing here is I'm really just proving that I'm authenticating out to the Azure API,
yep.
and getting back a live list of all the reasons that I can actually hit. And I'm not going to debug it because I know it works because my code always works. So I'm just going to hit this.
Bold words, sir.
Bold words. Yes, I want to save my file. And if I go, see if it's going to ask me this. So you see there? It's already run. So I've already reached out to the Azure API. I've authenticated. And then I pulled back a list of all the regions and just wrote them directly in the screen.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually hitting what's called the RDFE front door. This is the kind of the Azure API version 1.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a new set of APIs that are behind the new portal, and we're in the process right now of generating the code for the Java SDK that uses those APIs.
Okay.
So today, if you were to grab our Java SDK, you're actually going to be hitting the RDFE endpoints, not the new endpoints. Sorry, sweating. Once we actually get the new one generated, you'll be able to hit the new endpoints and do all the new stuff on it too.
Okay.
And the websites guys.
But from my perspective, my code doesn't change.
Doesn't
right?
really matter. Yeah. I mean, you would the clients look different and their model structures are a little bit more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The new APIs are a little bit more verbose and they're also a little bit easier to interpret. So those new clients are going to kind of emulate that structure. The idea behind our SDK is we just wanted pure REST wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
Like this code isn't exactly what you would refer to as super convenient, but you might want to write a convenience layer around this stuff that your code would actually call into.
Okay.
So, but this is kind of how you would start using the Java management libraries to, you know, scaffold out your stuff in Azure. A lot of the other cloud providers have similar SDKs for this for Java, so we were really excited to get this done for our Java audience because we're getting a lot of asks from people who want to do this stuff.
Right.
So it'll be pretty fun to use.
Now, in this case here, you've created basically a Maven project, right? It's going to mm-hmm. be assembled into a jar.
Yep.
This is still something that, it's not necessarily something you then just put in Maven as something for somebody else to use. This could actually be your application of, hey,
this is my app.
Right, this is going to be your actual app.
Yeah, this is just my app. Like if I wanted to uncheck the box that was create a simple project and create my artifact,
mm-hmm.
that's when I would get everything up into Maven.
Right.
But we're not doing that with this.
Okay.
This is just our little simple app.
Yeah.
So you could probably start with a different type of project. You could probably tell me that better than I could tell you. So, but that's kind of the deal. I hope you guys party on it and play with it. Like I said, you can get out of Maven. So if you're already doing stuff with either IntelliJ or JBoss, JBoss isn't the IDE, that's kind of the server product.
Never mind. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Anything that supports Maven, you can party on.
But you could be building something that's going to run on JBoss and use these SDKs to talk to Azure Frontier.
Like
and likewise, if you're building something on Azure websites, which you know you can actually run JBoss, right?
Yep, exactly.
You could be using this, deploy it there, and start using whatever you want.
Exactly. We have a couple other pieces of documentation coming out around this. One of the pieces that I'd like to do would be to use this code to create a cloud service and then to use the Eclipse tools
mm-hmm.
to deploy that cloud service. I think that'd be kind of a cool end-to-end story.
Absolutely.
Maybe we could have Martin on the show and we could do that together.
That would be very cool
stuff.
To see. Yeah.
And we're also adding, what you've seen me do here is certificate-based auth.
Mm-hmm.
We're also adding AAD auth. I'm working with the Vittorio's team to actually get that all dialed in. So pretty soon you'll be able to do this not using management certs, but using AAD as well.
Now, when that works, so when you add the AAD, will you basically just put your credentials behind the code behind, or will you actually have to prompt open like a UI for someone to log in, which will then go do stuff?
The way it works now, it prompts a dialog, kind of like the PowerShell commandlets do and like the Node stuff does and the way VS does. That's by design. Okay. We do want to have a server-to-server flow. But there's obviously some security implications involved in that. So Vittorio and I are debating how we could get that done and it be secure and safe and successful. So at this point, we don't know how we're going to solve that problem.
Okay. So
but you
mentioned
there.
So you mentioned before though, this is mostly about provisioning, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does this give you any other access into, you know, whether it be to pull down logs, get metrics, anything like that?
Some of them you can do that with. Like we can pull down logs for, I think we can pull down logs for websites, and I don't know if we can pull down WAD logs. I don't think we can do that yet.
Okay.
That's a little tooling feature. But you could use this to like get your storage account keys, then you could then build a storage account connection string.
Mm-hmm.
You could use this to stop a website. You could use this to fan a website out.
Mm-hmm.
You could use this to monitor a website, and whenever, like if you don't want to use the auto-scaling feature, you want to do it yourself, you could use this to monitor a site, and whenever you get to a certain point and you want to fan out, you could use YAML, that's what we're calling it, to actually fan out and create a multiple instance for you. So everything you can do on the portal, pretty much you can do from our tools.
Okay. So, now, where should we point people to if they have more questions about using this?
If they have more questions about using it, we are actually open source.
Fantastic.
So what I've done here is I've pulled up a quick little URL. It's github.com. WAC Azure SDK for Java. Now, if I scroll down in here, you'll see we have a list of all the different features. The service bus features were there before I got on the team. We left them in there. They're still completely functional, as were the media services stuff. But it's when you get into this area, which is where the investment that we've made probably over the last year exists.
Mm-hmm.
You can see service management, and then if you go down, you'll see compute management, websites management, VNet management, storage management, the whole nine. This is not where the storage SDK is, but we do have a link off to the storage SDK right here.
Okay.
So if you want to party on the storage team stuff, that's where you get it. And then if you want to do this manually in your POM, we actually have a POM example directly in the README that you could party on and pull everything down. And you'll see that we did separate everything out into individual Maven packages. We did that the same way for the .NET world for our NuGet packages and the same way in the Node world for our NPM modules.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is you might not need to deal with websites. You might only need to deal with storage and compute.
Right.
We don't want to force you to take everything.
Makes
just want
sense.
To take what you need and then add more as you scale out later on.
Great.
So, yeah.
Now, does your team have I know you had that blog post there on the Azure blog.
Yep.
Is that where people should go to expect more information about this? Or
yes.
Is there
yes. Okay. Go to blog.azure.com. Our team does not have a specific blog. This is really the one that we use to blog all of our new stuff that we're putting out here. Right after this came out, there's another blog on here about how to use our web jobs tooling from the command line.
Okay.
So you'll see me blogging a little bit more here and a little bit less on my own personal blog.
Okay.
I'm going to try to keep that personal and put some of my Azure-related stuff out here. And then you'll probably see some stuff around the web jobs and the VS stuff that we're doing show up on the web dev blog. But the Java stuff will never be there, obviously, because that's the .NET and ASP.NET side. You'll see all the Java stuff surface up here.
Okay. So what you're trying to say, though, is we're only going to get posts about My Little Pony on BradyGaster.com from
pretty
now
much, on? Yeah, pretty much.
That's
that
cool.
Music and, you know, social media and pontifications.
Oh,
and,
well, that's what
yeah.
I hope and expect.
Probably
great.
Have my diet tracker numbers on there.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
So, and pictures of you doing dumb stuff.
Well, yeah, well, that's a lot of that.
Like at TechEd.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. It was right. In New Orleans. What
yeah,
are you going
to
say?
That's true. Well, thanks for showing us this, Brady. It's cool to see what you can do with the Java SDKs
awesome.
What you can do with the MAML stuff.
Oh, MAML's fun. Yeah, or JAML.
Sure. JAML. Yeah,
JAML. It's JAML,
fun.
MAML, and NAML.
It's great. So what's your Twitter handle you can show to everybody?
Brady Gaster.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So check that out and reach out to Brady if you have questions.
Yeah.
And we'll, like I said, make sure we include all the links to stuff underneath
cool.
the video.
Yep.
Brady, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry I got hot. I had to run over. So now I got to run back for another meeting.
Hashi, thank you as always.
Thank
and
you.
Everybody out there, make sure to follow us at Cloud Cover Show. And thanks for watching.
Thanks a lot.